right.
Coach, how would you describe the week of work heading into the Chicago game?
Purposeful. I think a good solid week of work. And now we need to travel well and show up and play well on Sunday.
After going to Cleveland and winning there, and this team hadn't won in Cleveland since 85, do you do anything different this week? Did you tweak anything, or are you trying to replicate?
We're always looking to improve. So we look at everything we do, and if there's something we can do, we make a change. So there'll be subtle things that are a little bit different, but nothing I care to report on.
Are you superstitious?
Not really. I like good routines. It's always good to have people back. I think really, you know, Stacy played pretty well for us. You know, with the snaps that he got additional snaps, obviously, with Jelly being out, and he's really taken advantage of it and played very well.
With C.J. Wilson out, do you expect Mario Edwards to have a little bit of a bigger role this week?
Possibly. Yeah, we've got a deep group. We'll roll the guys through.
You feel pretty good about getting Max listed as questionable. Especially as a problem. Seems obviously feel pretty good about him being able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
Sebastian Janikowski is going to tie a franchise record for games played, tying Tim Brown, and then like, the week after he would actually break it. Do you remember when he was drafted having any reaction from when you were with the Ravens, like, wow, the Raiders drafted a kicker in the first round? Or?
Yeah, if it was the Ravens, I was probably sitting there with Rex Ryan. You know, we would do our Kuiper and Bush bomb, and, you know, we would you know, play draft games, you know, while it was going on, and wager on who was going to go off the board next, things like that. So I'm sure there was some type of reaction, but don't really recall.
What did coming here to coach him? Did you have any? What were your notions about him as an opponent? You saw him in Denver twice a year for three years.
Yeah.
And then actually coming to coach him.
You know, really like everybody. You know, you want to learn about him. You know, I've learned that he's a guy that cares a great deal about what he does as a pro. He's a powerful guy. He's got good work ethic. He's been a good teammate. So those are all the things I've been looking for.
He was a guy that didn't do a lot of the offseason stuff for a lot of years, and the organization was okay with that at the time. But did you have a talk with him and say, I'd like you to be involved?
I thought it was imperative that he was around so that we could work on the things we needed to work on to get our special teams unit up to full speed. And he complied, and he made that happen. Once he understood the why, I think he, you know, embraced it and was here and was a great teammate the whole offseason.
As you've gone through the game plan and preparation for the Bears, what are your final thoughts about facing Chicago this weekend?
It's always tough to play the Bears in Chicago. It's a franchise that has a history of toughness and through their team, always enjoyed going up there and knowing that some of the greats, the Mike Ditkas of the world, are paying attention.
You being, you know, kind of a lifelong football guy, when you go to some of these iconic stadiums, you kind of take a minute to soak it in to Soldier Field?
Sure. It's changed a little bit since I first played in it, but yeah, absolutely. I take it all in. I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to be on a football field as part of this National Football League is special.